Thanks for joining the podcast with Tamara Gondor. Conversations with everyday innovators that reject status quo, think differently, and make a positive difference in their world. Listen in so you can ignite innovation, influence others, and make an impact too. And now your host, CrossFit addict, knee-high sock lover, and according to her kids, average cook, Tamara Gondor.
I'm really excited to interview Jason today for a couple of reasons. One is I think that our bodies and energy and our performance are just so important and something we don't spend enough time on. And he's an inventor. It's one thing he didn't say in his bio, with a product that called Spine Align Pillow that actually had helped me sleep better, which I don't know about you guys, but if you've ever seen me in the morning when I haven't slept, I'm not the nicest person in the world. So Jason, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So let's back up a little bit. Before, I want to get into your invention, but before we do that, let's kind of set the stage for the why. Talk to us a little bit about why sleep is so important. Because I will tell you, I have friends who brag because they're like, I only need 2-3 hours of sleep a night. And I'm like, I need 9. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sleep is extremely important, you know, and the thing is when we sleep at night, our bodies, that's the time for it to repair and regenerate, you know, and kind of restore. And every part of our body, from our brain to our muscles, joints, you know, all of our systems, they repair in that time frame. So, you know, when it comes to sleep, it's of the utmost importance. And sleep in and of itself, you know, a lot of times you'll hear people that it's, like you said, it's the amount of sleep that you get. In my opinion, it's a combination of both the quantity and the quality, right? So quantity is important. You know, you need an adequate amount. And the reason you need an adequate amount is what happens when we go to sleep is our bodies cycle through sleep phases or such as a levels of sleep, so to speak. And as it does that, that's when our body does the best job at repairing and rejuvenating. And a lot of times, you know, you need a certain amount of time for us to go through those cycles to actually reap the best benefit from sleep. But the problem that I've found is a lot of times people, when they don't sleep sound or sleep, effectively, they break those cycles and then they don't get the repair they need. So that's how someone can sleep for, say, 10 hours and say, well, I feel like I didn't get any sleep.
Right.
We're sleeping for such a long period of time. So that's where the quality comes in conjunction with quantity.
So I think sometimes we get used to whatever state we're in. We think it's normal. So, you know, just as an example, I was telling you offline a minute ago, I used to often wake up with low grade headaches. And I just thought, well, that's how I sleep, right? Other people I talk to, they feel tired all the time. Oh, well, that's just because I'm busy. What are some of the signs of, hey, you need to change something about how you're sleeping?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different signs, you know, and a lot of them can come from mental states, right? You know, if you wake up super groggy and you can't get moving, you can't get going, you know, your energy levels are super low. You know, that's the most, you know, important one, obviously, is when we don't get adequate sleep. You know, sleep, the goal of sleep is to wake up feeling refreshed, like, oh, I'm ready to go again for a new day, right? And unfortunately, most people don't get that. So they classify that as their normal, so to speak.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's one component of it. The other component is how we feel physically too. So, you know, like you were saying, headaches, a lot of times people wake up with neck pain, back pain, you know, all kinds of symptoms that could go along from sleeping in poor postures, poor positions, or on poor supportive mattresses and pillows even.
So I'm just going to ask about the pillow and the mattress for a minute, because sure. We just bought this mattress that we thought we were investing a ton of money in, and it already has like the dip on both sides. We always laughed if we want to cuddle at night, like I have to climb the mountain in the middle of our mattress to get there.
Sure.
I mean, how do you know that you have the right pillows or not? It's just a matter of how you feel, or is there something else?
Well, it's a combination of two things. It's a combination of knowing what the right position is and the right support pattern is. And then also, yes, how you feel as well, right? So, you know, when it comes to mattresses, I like to use the Goldilocks rule. So not too hard, not too soft. You know, something that's of a material that's going to support you where you need to be supported, yet still it's soft enough to be comfortable. So if it's super rock hard, then your muscles can't relax and then they get fatigued from working over time. And on the flip side, if it's a hammock effect, kind of like you were explaining before, is you put your body in a ton of postural stress, which can lead to many problems as well.
Wow. Same so that's what I'm doing.
Right. Yeah, same concept with the pillow even too, is you know, most people don't know what correct sleeping posture is. So, you know, when I try to explain correct sleeping posture, you know, if the two positions that you should be sleeping in are either your side or your back, stomach is a no-no all around, because you can't really ever get to the right posture position to minimize the wear and tear stress on your body. So when you use that on your side, you should have your forehead, your nose, your chin, and your sternum should all be on the same plane. So when optimal amounts of support underneath your neck and on your head with the pillow, that's going to keep you in that position on your side. And then when you roll to your back, it's different, because on your back, you know, if you look at me, I'm going to turn and see if you can see me here. You know, the back of my head and my upper back are close to the same plane when I'm standing in good posture. The same thing should be mimicked when it comes to your sleeping position. So if I'm sleeping on my back, I don't want a pillow underneath my head that's going to push my head forward. That's going to put a lot of stress on the neck and upper back. So you want a pillow, you know, when you're on your back, it's going to support your neck, but let your head fall back to the bed. So that's the difference. Most people, when they get pillows out there, they'll get a pillow and it'll either support them well for one position, but not the other. And then they just go from, you know, uncomfortable position to uncomfortable position, never in good posture, so to speak.
So how did you realize that this alignment during sleep was such a big problem? Because you see a lot of patients, you have so many incredible degrees and just knowledge in this area. How did you realize, hey, wait a minute, alignment during sleep is where some of these problems are coming from?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it happened early on in my practice. You know, the first couple of years of practice, I was noticing, you know, I would work on people and they would feel great when they left. And, you know, pains would be gone and they would say, oh, I feel so good. But they would come back a couple of days later and they were in the same state that they were in, you know, prior to seeing me. And, you know, I tried to figure out, I'm like, well, why the heck is this happening? And, you know, the more that I started to think about it and reflect upon what people are doing is, you know, the number one thing that came to me is posture, posture, posture. You know, posture has such a huge impact on people, and not only posture, but, you know, their daily activities and things that they're doing. But, you know, more times than not, high majority of all people have poor posture in one area of their life or if not multiple. And I started to think about that, and I'm like, okay, sleep is a huge impact, because if you think about it, the average person is supposed to sleep around 7 to 8 hours a night, right? So, you know, if you factor that into the time standards, that's a third of our life or close to that. So when you're in that position or in a bed for a third of your life and you have bad posture for that time frame, you're already causing a lot of problems.
That's a huge amount of time. I never really thought of it that way.
Yeah, exactly. And most people don't, you know. And then you factor in the other side of things too. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that work desk jobs or physical labor jobs or bending over and picking things up a lot. And they do it with poor form, poor posture, or sit slouched on a computer all day long. And now you got 2/3 of your life that you've already had poor posture. So these repetitive and accumulative stressors build up within our body, and they lead to dysfunction, scar tissue formation, muscle tightness. And in time, that stuff can all lead to disc herniations, arthritis even, and many other problems. So people don't realize that the little things repetitively day to day are a big, big factor. And that's when I started looking to sleep. I said, wow, you know, most of these people are sleeping in poor postures on a poor pillow. And I knew that because I tried, you know, a couple dozen pillows, and none of them seemed to get me in the posture I needed to be in to have a great night's sleep as well.
So let's talk about Spine Align, because it's, as I was telling you before, I tried it and I was skeptical, not because I didn't think it was going to work, but just because, you know, you see a lot of things that claim to do one thing or another. But right. As I was telling Laura, who works with me, that it was the first time I'd woken up without just a mild headache in a long time. I was like, oh my God. So that's what it feels like to not have a headache in the morning, because that had become my new normal. And for 4 nights in a row, that was the case. So it wasn't just one night, right? I was like, let me try another. And it worked. So talk to a little bit about how your process of inventing this pillow, because it doesn't look like your normal pillow.
Right.
So walk us through your journey there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when I started out with, you know, my knowledge set as being a doctor of chiropractic is in the biomechanics of the spine and body, you know, and I know what positions the body needs to be in. And then it's just a matter of making a pillow to fit those biomechanics. And the issue is everybody's body's different. So, you know, the length of your neck, the thickness of your shoulders, you know, compared to mine or anyone else out there, they're all different in some way or another. So I knew when I started into this, I had to have something, if it was going to work for a majority of the people, that would be able to conform and actually be usable by multiple people. It had to be adjustable and conforming to each individual person. So when I started out with, I took into consideration what I had just told you before, is that the position that you sleep in on your side is totally different than the position you sleep in on your back when it comes to the support you need and where it's at. So when I developed this pillow, I started out with first and foremost, you know, trying to develop a design that would accommodate those positions. And that's what led me to, and I'll show you the pillow here in a second here, but it led me to developing chambers within the pillow, two outer chambers that are meant specifically for back sleeping positions. And then a center chamber that's meant specifically for, two outer chambers meant for side sleeping positions. And then a center chamber that's meant for back sleeping positions. And, when I developed that, it was like, it was able to be done, but then I had to take into consideration, okay, everyone's neck size is different. So that's when I did a lot of the research on the outer material that I used, and then also the internal fill. And I used an internal fill that's a clean, pure, it's called a CertaPure fill. It's free from any fire retardant chemicals and stuff like that. So it's healthy in that sense, but it was shredded. So it allows airflow to go through it, and it can be maneuvered. So, you know, it was able to be moved throughout the pillow to actually get it in the nooks and crannies to fit people's support patterns where they need them to keep them in correct posture.
Yeah, so that was one thing I think I told you that I was really surprised by when I opened it up to adjust it. I didn't expect it to be the shredded. You were kind of willing to break the rules of what we assume a pillow should look like and be in an effort to get the result you were actually looking for.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't. The goal is not to, you know, any bed pillow that you can throw on there to look good, you know, is not what we're looking for. So in my opinion, a pillow, you know, there's two types of pillows. Ones that are for aesthetics and show, and then ones that are meant to allow you to sleep right. Yeah. So, you know, the goal was just to develop the one that allows you to sleep in correct posture.
So show us the pillow. So for the people watching, I'd love for them to see it and how you thought about it and coming together, because it doesn't look like your average pillow, which.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me see if I can get a full view on it. So if you look at it from here, this is the a top view of the pillow, actually. This is the backside. I'm going to flip to the front first. So if you look at this from the side here, at these two outside chambers right here are the side sleeping chambers, one right here and one right over here. So as I hold it on a category like this, it has a factor where it actually, you can see the logo there.
Yes.
That's the larger side of the pillow. So I made it with a larger side, and I also made it with a smaller side over here, so it'll fit the majority of the people. So what happens is you determine which side is going to fit you the best by, one, how it feels, and also the posture that it keeps you in. So from there, these outer chambers allow people to sleep on their sides, and this middle chamber allows people to sleep on their backs. What happens in this middle chamber, and you can't see it great on this view, but the center portion of this here is completely hollowed out and goes almost all the way back to the bed. So it allows your head to fall back to the bed when you're in the back sleeping position. So I took all three of these chambers, and then I made obviously a soft, comfortable, conforming material on top to allow you to utilize the contouring effects of the pillow. And then on the back side, what I did is I put three zippers, one on each of these chambers.
Yeah.
And these zippers, you can actually open up these zippers and get access to the internal fill. So on this internal fill, I can take and maneuver this fill throughout that each one of these chambers to get it in the right positions to fit each person the way they needed to be supported, because everyone's different again, right?
Yeah.
So the internal fill, again, if you look at this material, like you're saying, it's a, let me see if I can get in front of there. It's kind of a threaded based fill that's a conforming material. It's a gel infused based memory foam, again, without any chemicals on it. And it actually allows you your head and neck to conform to the position that it needs to be in to get support in all areas of your body there. So that shredded fill, you can maneuver throughout the pillow to get it to fit you exactly right. And then I also took into consideration too the breathability of it. And on the outer chambers here, I put a mesh. So this mesh allows for airflow in conjunction with that shredded fill. And then that hopefully allows people to let their temperature to regulate throughout the night. Because one of the biggest things that I find with people when they toss and turn at night is their ability to stay comfortable.
Yes.
And when I say comfortable, usually the two biggest things comfort-wise is, you know, aches and pains and temperature. So, you know, if someone sleeps super hot, then they're going to have a big problem staying asleep and getting to those deep levels of sleep that we were talking about before. And then also with aches and pains, they'll have that problem as well.
That's, I will tell you, that is my issue. I'm hot, I'm cold. I have one leg out, one leg in. Like, I can't seem to get the right temperature, which was interesting right. about your, I did notice that it felt breezy is not the right word. It felt, it didn't heat up. You know, sometimes the pillow heats up and you have to turn it over, which is, so that's what kind of what those chambers do. What, yeah. So for your patients that you actually see on a regular basis or people who have tried Spinal Line Pillow, what difference did you see in them after they started using it?
You know, it's all kinds of differences. It's really cool. I mean, that was the thing that inspired me the most is when I started to see my patients and friends and family, you know, give me feedback like, wow, I mean, I'm no longer, like you said, I have one guy, here's a story. This gal came in, she had migraines. She was on this crazy migraine medicine. And we got her a pillow and she started sleeping on it and she did so well. She got rid of her migraine medicine in a super short amount of time. She actually, you know, went on a mission trip and left her pillow. And so she came back. And when she came back, her migraines came back. Yeah. It was within a week's time. And obviously she got another pillow and they went away again. And she's like, was blown away on the degree of how that could help migraines. And I always tell patients this, I don't make any claims on a pillow curing anything. Yeah. It's more of, you know, if people have problems, you have to get the root and the cause of the problem fixed, whether it's, you know, massage, chiropractic, PT, whatever it may be. Once you work on the problem, the pillow is an adjunct to keep you in good posture to minimize the stress. So, you know, the migraines are huge, neck pain, back pain, insomnia is a huge one. You know, the National Sleep Foundation, you know, says over 40 million people a year suffer from insomnia. And, you know, I believe that the big component of that for most people is that they don't sleep comfortably. They're in distress throughout the night. So yeah, I've had multiple different things. I mean, I've had patients say they don't leave their pillow at home anymore. They travel with it and they can't sleep on anything else. So
that's going to be me.
Yes. Yes.
Well, and you know, it's, I think it's really important. I mean, for those watching and listening, we have a lot of overachievers in our community, right? They're out there trying to, you know, be innovative and, you know, ignite cultures of change and all these things. And it takes energy and it takes stamina to do that. And you can't do that if you're not sleeping well and restoring Correct. Yourself. And to your point earlier, which I think is a really important one, it's those constant little repetitive things that are bringing us down at the end of the day. We're sleeping wrong for, what was it, a third? I mean, oh my gosh, like that is crazy when you think about that, or, you know, our posture at our desk to add to that. So you put it all together and it's no wonder we feel like crap.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So who should use Spinal Line? So if I'm out there and I'm thinking, I wonder if that's right for me, who would you suggest it for?
You know, it's one of those things that pretty close to everybody, you know, anyone who sleeps at night kind of thing, you know, when I made it customizable, like I did in the sizes, you know, my 6-year-old daughter, actually 7 now, is able to sleep on one, you know, so you can maneuver to get to positions to start to help that. But, you know, anyone that's looking to help their sleeping posture first and foremost, and that should be everybody, in my opinion, because, you know, when you don't have correct sleeping posture, it'll start to cause you know, all these problems that we talked about before. So I believe, you know, everyone should be on one. Now, you know, if the saying goes, nothing works for everybody, I believe that. There's some people that they may have underlying problems or things or whatever that it doesn't work for, you know, but almost everybody out there could see benefits, so to speak, from maintaining correct sleeping posture with this.
I want to ask you kind of because of your knowledge and your degrees, I want to ask you kind of a broader question, which is, not just sleep, but alignment in general. Kind of what are the pitfalls of not having good alignment, of all of it kind of adding up?
Yeah, so what happens over time is you know, the repetitive wear and tear stresses our body takes, physical traumas, chemical stresses, all those things put stress to our system, which can start to cause, as some chiropractors say, misalignments, joint dysfunction is the key, muscle tightness, all that stuff. So, you know, when that starts to happen, that leads to a lot of other problems. And a lot of times it can lead, if it gets to be so bad, to neurological stress. So it can compromise the nervous system there. Now, if the nervous system gets compromised, then you affect everything that nerve controls. So you can affect your cardiovascular system, your gastrointestinal system, your neuromusculoskeletal system, pretty much everything when it comes to that. So, you know, when it comes to keeping your body totally functional, that's when it reaps the best results and you can age gracefully, so to speak. And I see patients like this all day long that they'll come in and I'll get them to a point where they have no pain, but they still have some dysfunctions in there. So, you know, the analogy that I use with people is it's kind of like you take the car in to get the oil change when the check engine light comes on.
Right. You know, and when you're already depleted.
That's right. So it's same concept. If I decide to treat stage four cancer when I find out I have it, a lot of times it's too late, you know, and the same concept, you can relate that to the whole body. So, you know, it's exercise is another good one. You know, I'll start exercising when I'm really hurting or I'm too much overweight or whatever it may be. So I like to use it in the preventative state of, you know, the goal is to never get any of those problems and keep your body as functional as you can. And I like to use the word function because the joints have to move normal. The muscles have to be of correct tone and strength. And, you know, when you work on the functional side of things and get normal function, both from seeking out care of professionals, like I said, chiropractors, PTs, massage therapists, they all have great skill sets to help people with that. And then homework on their own, you know, as well. So very important. You know, I know I went on and on that, but yes, extremely.
No, that's great. You know, it's funny. So I got a subscription, one of those massage places. And now I go every month versus once every 6 months when I feel a little achy. And it's actually made a huge difference in my life is just, and it's not because I feel achy that I go, I go once a month. And when I'm there, I make the next appointment. And it's definitely kept me much more in balance than I was when I waited, to your point, until my gas tank was on empty and I desperately needed it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy how that works. You know, it's I always tell patients there's multiple facets in it. There's the muscles can get really, really tight. The joints can get locked up, you know, and all those repetitive wear and tear stressors lead to all those dysfunctions. So, you know, massage is awesome for muscles. Chiropractic adjustments specifically to the ones that don't work are excellent to keep the joints functional.
So I had a question for you on the kind of innovation side of it. So since a lot of our people in our community are also, you know, kind of looking to do their thing, whether it's in a company or themselves.
Right.
One of the things I love about new innovation is it shakes up how we think about something. It kind of redefines what something should look like or be like, or how we should engage. Like the pillow is just, it's got three chambers, it's got these zippers, it's got shredded stuff inside of it. Like it's totally different. So I think that's all really great. And then on the other hand, there's this education curve to get people to understand, you know, what this new innovation is all about because they're not used to it. They're used to something else.
Right.
What have you found has been helpful to get people to understand, you know, kind of why Spinalign is so much better and to kind of take that leap into something that maybe they're not as familiar with?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that, like you said, education's the most important thing, right? Once someone's educated, then it's way easier to make a decision, right? Mm-hmm. So, but when you're not educated and you don't understand, it's way more challenging. So I think with the Spinalign, you know, my number one goal was to help people, you know, and help them get better, sleep better, do whatever it is to have a better quality life. And so to me, it's worth sharing what I know. You know, the term doctor in Latin means to, it doesn't mean to heal. Most people think it means to heal, but it means to teach or educate. Oh. So, you know, that's my, you know, my calling, I say is it's my job to help to teach and educate people what they can do to have their health become better. And, you know, when I searched over and over and couldn't find anything else on the market that I thought did the right thing, you know, that's what led me to go down the path of this abnormal pillow. And again, it's so abnormal because there's nothing else out there like it. Right. And,
because no one didn't find a solution.
Yeah, no one did it right. So yeah, that's kind of the means behind it, so to speak.
So if I wanted to buy a Spinalign, which if you're watching and listening, I would encourage you to do it. I Jason knows he had to send me a product and I have to test it because I won't talk to somebody who I think has a crappy product because I'm not interested in sharing that with the world. And I do, as someone who's very, you know, my genetics don't work for me. I have to exercise and I have to watch what I eat and sleep well. I'm not one of those people who gets up like, woo, it's just all happens for me. So I would encourage you to think about buying it. So if I want to buy it, where do I go?
Yes, spinalign.com, spinalign.com. And that's the website. You can buy it directly from the website. $149 is the cost, 90-day money-back guarantee. The pillow is, you know, like I said, it's been a phenomenal piece. There's multiple reviews on there that people love it. And by all means, you know, you can reach out to us if you do have any questions, info@spinalign.com. And we'd be glad to get back to you and answer any questions people may have in regards to it.
I mean, I think that's a low price for a very low price for a good night's sleep and all the restorative benefits, because we really don't value our sleep enough.
Yeah, let me speak on that just a second. I totally agree with that. You know, sometimes people are used to seeing these $10 pillows from Walmart or whatever, and they put them in the same class. And, you know, to me, it's one of those things. This is in a class of its own because there's nothing that does kind of what it does, so to speak. And, you know, you weigh the odds. And I had someone, here's another story too, a patient that, or I shouldn't say a patient, but a gal that bought a pillow. She's like, I've actually noticed I've had to go to my chiropractor less often, you know, two or three times over this last year because I've had less issues that they've said from sleeping correctly.
That's great.
So, you know, in the same sense too, is totally, you know, it can pay for itself in that instance sometimes as well. But I always ask patients this, what kind of cost can you put on your health, right? So, you know, when it comes to severe arthritis or disc herniations, you know, in my opinion, I never want to get any of those things, dealing with them all day long and helping people with them, you know, so to actually facilitate correct sleeping posture, knowing that that's one mechanism alone that can minimize your chances of getting those, you know, 149 is a dirt cheap
price. It's a steal. And I will tell you, you know, as we get older, I'm 44, and I, you know, I've discovered that as I get older, I have to spend as much time on my restorative side as I do on my, like, go out there and, you know, lift some weights and run those miles and, you know, all that stuff. Because it just, you know, your body starts to break down a little bit if you don't pay attention to it.
Yeah. And the problem with that is most people don't know it until it happens. Right. So, you know, you say your kids are a good example, right? They have no clue what's in front of them. But, you know, if you start with these postures and these good, healthy habits, I like to call them early on in life, you know, you can get to, you know, a long, healthy life. Kind of like Jack LaLanne's a perfect example, right? Yeah. You know, he lived to, you know, I don't know how old, 90s, and you know, his quality
of health.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And his quality of life was superb. And that's the key is, you know, when you take care of yourself early and do it right, then you can live to, you know, God willing, however long you do live, but have a quality life. And that's what I like to think is a, you know, a better goal, so to speak. If you can do things proactively on your own that will help with that process, that's what I recommend doing.
Yeah. And, you know, the last thing I'll add on that is being an innovator, again, whether you're an entrepreneur or an intrapreneur, is a marathon. Like, it takes energy. And if you're not taking care of yourself, this is why I wanted to talk to Jason here, is you are not going to be able to achieve the things you want to achieve. It really is that simple. You see it all the time with people I've got a colleague who has a woman who works for her who is got a lot of issues, and it's getting in the way of her performance because she's not taking care of herself. So it all comes back in all the day-to-day stuff that we do. It's not just about being some, you know, yoga inspired wellness person. It gets in the way of your work if you're not paying attention. So thank you so much. My last question for you is, what's one thing, you know, kind of more on the personal, hobby, passion, whatever, that we would be surprised to learn about you?
Boy, you surprised me with that one. Let's see here. I did the Ironman triathlon in 2006, and it was one of those accomplished type things that I never thought I ever could do. And you look at people doing it, you think they're absolutely crazy. There's no way that's possible. And I was able to do it. So that's one thing that I would say I've accomplished that I'm proud to know. And I also say I love spending time with my two young daughters and my wife as well as family.
Yeah. So I have to ask, during the Ironman, were you questioning your life choices at some points? Because sometimes in a hard workout, I feel like I question, like, well, how did I get here? What am I doing here? Who am I?
Yeah, absolutely. And just a quick note on that, a little over mile 100 on the bike, I wrecked. I went over the handlebars and cracked a rib. So the last half of that race was a journey to stay alive, so to speak, I guess, or to endure. Yeah. Pretty crazy. So yes, I questioned that many a time.
Gosh. Well, congratulations on both the family and the Ironman. I'm not sure I'm there yet for the Ironman, but I always admire people who, you know, it is, it's not just a physical, it's a mental push too. You learn a lot about yourself in those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. This has been so great. Go get Spinaline for those out there.
Right. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Congratulations. By listening to this podcast, you took another step towards becoming an everyday innovator. To leap forward, visit www.gotolaunchstreet.com and take the Innovation Quotient Edge Assessment to discover your unique everyday innovator style and access the Everyday Innovator Digital Magazine for the top tools, insights, and inspiration at your fingertips. 24/7. Tamara will be back with another Everyday Innovator conversation soon. In the meantime, if you got a nugget of value out of this podcast, let Tamara know by leaving a 5-star review and comment. Your review equals more guests, more listens, bigger impact. Until next time.